Helga. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has voted in favor of guidelines for conducting an impeachment probe of President Donald Trump. Thursday's procedural party line vote allows the committee's chairman to designate hearings as impeachment proceedings. It also allows witnesses at such hearings to testify for longer than usual and for Trump's legal team to respond in writing to any information presented. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded Thursday, telling reporters the American people understand the proceedings must be based on careful, methodical consideration of the evidence.
Come with me sometime and you'll hear what the American people are saying. They understand that impeachment is a very divisive measure. But if we have to go there, we'll have to go there. But we can't go there unless we have the facts.
Pelosi has urged caution in the past, saying the public doesn't support impeachment. Republicans say the resolution is intended to distract from Democrats' reluctance to have the full House authorize an impeachment inquiry. China, offering the latest gesture of goodwill in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman said China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods, such as pork and soybeans. On Wednesday, U.S. President Trump announced he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. Reuters reports U.S. stock index futures rose on Thursday after President Trump said the U.S. would delay the scheduled tariff hikes. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are debating Thursday night. It's the third in a string of Democratic presidential debates ahead of next year's party election contest to pick a nominee to face President Trump. This is VOA News. Former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's funeral will be a private family occasion. That according to